Welcome to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. In the weeks following the February celebration of the entrance of Christ into the temple, the Orthodox Church begins to prepare herself for the holiest time of the year, the season of Great Lent. The Church does not plunge headlong into this season, but rather prepares the faithful for the seriousness and significance of their Lenten journey to come through a series of five pre-Lenten Sundays. A fundamental aspect of repentance is addressed in the Gospel lesson on each of these Sundays. The five themes of the pre-Lenten Sundays are desire, humility, return from exile, the Last Judgment, and forgiveness. Today's program will center on the second and third pre-Lenten Sundays in the theme of humility, which centers on the Gospel of the Publican and the Pharisee, and the theme of the return from exile with the Gospel reading of the Prodigal Son. Our first hymn for the Sunday of the Publican and Pharisee comes from the Apostica, sung during the Vespers service. It is set in Byzantine chant and is sung in English by Apostolos Hill.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Mine eyes are weighed down by
As we continue with selections for the Sunday of the Publican and the Pharisee, we turn to a beautiful set of troparia, theme songs that make their appearance in the Matins portion of the vigil service. These troparia, which begin with the words, "Open to me the doors of repentance," pray for humility, the beginning of true repentance, and will be sung by Orthodox faithful at every Sunday Matins service throughout Great Lent. We will hear three selections. The first setting, composed by Boris Ledkovsky, is sung by the St. Vladimir's Orthodox Seminary Choir, David Drilluk, director. This will be followed with an example of early two-part singing, transpired by Uspensky and sung by the Male Choir of Alam Singing Culture Institute, Igor Ushakov, conductor. Our last selection of these pre-Lenten troparia is set in Byzantine chant, sung by Apostolos Hill.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As we turn to the third Sunday of pre-Lent, the Orthodox Church encounters the theme of the return from exile. This theme is well expressed in the Gospel reading of the Prodigal Son. It is also on this Sunday that a very beautiful pre-Lenten psalm makes its appearance during the Sunday Matin service. By the waters of Babylon begins the sad and nostalgic text of Psalm 137. This psalm of exile, sung originally by the Jews during their captivity in Babylon as they thought of their holy city of Jerusalem, has become for Orthodox Christians, as Father Alexander Schmemann writes, the song of the man as he realized his exile from God, and realizing it becomes man again, the one who can never be fully satisfied by anything in this fallen world, for by nature and vocation he is a pilgrim of the absolute. Our first selection is composed by Krupitsky and sung by the St. Vladimir Seminary Choir. We will end today's program with our second selection of Psalm 137, sung by the St. Cyril and Methodius Youth Choir, Tatiana Troyan and Yelena Petekrestov, conductors.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Icons in Sound, The Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 151. This is your host, Marianne Sporsik. I hope you have a great day, and please tune in again next week when we present another program of Icons in Sound.